used to spend my nights out in the barroom. Liquor was the only love I know. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottle and brought me back, being too far gone. It's your smooth, it's Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time. Now I look for love in all the same old places. Find the bottom of the bottle's always dry. But when you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. Yeah, you're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. Welcome to the Up North and Down Under podcast with me, Adam Mogie, and Jimmy Henry. That was Chris Stapleton there. Thanks for popping in there, Chris.
No problem, ma'am. take care, Christopher. Fuck me. He took his time there. I fucking had a shite wank and hoovered the car out. The time he
but took he's good. Thing. He's good. He is good.
Funny, we were listening to him in the car yesterday, that Maggie song, like there's this, and me and Anna were playing it, and fuck me, like we're obsessed with the man. But then he's a cool looking bastard, but then we were looking at him and it's like, if he cut his hair and shaved, he'd look a bit weird. Actually, he'd look a bit special. Like he's got a weird, like if you look at his eyes, mate, look at him. Imagine him bald and clean shaven. He'd just be like every other guy fucking singing at the upper deck on every second Tuesday.
Oh, no, not with that fucking voice, mate. Not with that voice.
Oh dear, happy days. Well, what's the crack?
Fuck all, mate. I'm in fucking pain. Actually, my life is just fucking. I'm just living through fucking pain. I'm an abscess in my fucking mouth again.
Just I fucking swear to fuck, pain.
There's something every day, mate. My life is like, fuck me, give me a break. Fucking hell.
What the fuck? Why have you got such a shite mouth? Like, why the fuck do you, every time I talk to you, I fucking got an abscess? What the fuck?
I do not know. I do not fucking know.
Is it all those dicks you're fucking sucking?
No, because I haven't sucked one recently. And they've been coming more. Well, they're coming more and more at the minute.
It's 4 years since I've been home right enough, so
yeah. there was a fucking hell of a drought because of COVID and all, so you couldn't really have anybody. You couldn't do any of the car meets anymore.
Fucking dogger. We'll still do the dogging up in as if you know the dogging up in Tardray.
Don't know, mate. I don't know.
Some fucker will let us know. Oh dear.
I don't know. I have seen a couple of fucking weird things up there. Like, I don't know what time of the wheel up. I was like, come on, we'll go up the forest at the Matilda a couple of years ago up for a walk. I walked past the car and I looked in and went, oh fuck, I need to get fucking out of here.
I'm trying to fucking multitask here because I'm just a fucking legend. And I've just got an email there from Woolworths, like the supermarket over here, saying that I've won £2,000. And you know what? I know it's a fucking hoax. I know it's the biggest pile of shit. They've picked my customer receipt from random at the end of last year and I've won £2,000 or whatever. In fairness, it's £2,000 credit, so it's fucking shit to have to spend it in there, which is still good. I know it's a load of shit, mate, but I'm willing to risk losing all my money to fucking get £2,000 just in case. What if it's true?
And I always think when some of them fucking freak shows send you a message on Facebook, I'm your cousin from fucking Ghana. I'm a prince. Do you know that shit? Uncle Charlie Chiquizi is fucking passed on. You're getting the throne. It's like fucking, what do you call it, coming to America?
Yukunda Henry wants to add you. Fucking hell.
I've landed here. I'm going to be a prince.
Fucking Prince Moggy. Fucking Moggy fucking rocking up with a fucking cane and all in his hand. I got one this morning, mate, as well on Instagram. And the thing is, like, I don't know what the fuck these people are. Like, they add you. And her name, it sounded like a fucking Northern Irish name. So I was like, I might know this person. She might listen to the podcast. Getting a big head and all. I was like, another fucking groupie having me here. And then she messaged me. What do I need to do? You know, my bank details, no worries, love, happy days. You take Ulster Bank.
I got one yesterday. Actually, it was fucking lingerie or something. I think they've obviously seen my fucking pictures and all with the fucking wigs and all on. They must think I'm a bird. So they're telling me, like, do you want the model or fucking lingerie? Send us fucking your details and shit. I might do it. Selling it around the town.
Man, I'm actually close. Like, I know you put a thing up the other day about your OnlyFans. I'm actually fucking thinking about it. I've been thinking about it for a while. I don't even fucking know what I'd do. I'd probably just sit and just talk to them or draw or sing or some shit. I don't know. Wouldn't want to see
If I started OnlyFans, man, I'd start fucking owing people money.
Oh, Jesus. But I tell you, mate, I'm lying here in bed, dropped Louis one off to school, and I'm sitting ready to go down to the shops after this here and fucking put the cans in, you know, the recycling. Will they do that over there?
Nah, mate, everyone just goes into the fucking black and blue bin.
They've started to do it. We've started to do it. You get 10p or 10 cents a can, mate. Which, you know, it's fucking not much, but we do it for her, and that's sort of like, you know, her pocket money or whatever. But it's fucking Muggins here. It has to go down and fucking do it, standing there. You know what I mean? Some places you tip them all in and it adds them up, but these ones you have to fucking, you know, go through them. But it's like, you go down, it's like a scene from fucking, I don't know, what's that movie? The Homeless People? Is it Trading Places? Is there homeless people in that? No.
Eddie Murphy, aye.
It's like all around, like standing gathered around a fucking bin on fire, fucking collecting cans, and then I rock up with a fucking bin bag of them, and they're like looking at me like vultures. take it! We'll go down and do that, and then we'll go down the coast tonight. And for Georgia, it's calling it a mini holiday. It's only 2 days, like, but fuck, it'll be good. It'll be good to fucking get down, mate. Go to the beach. It's fucking like 5 degrees. Freezing my balls off.
Sorry, I'm just fucking playing with my abscess here. I feel like fucking
John Merrick.
No, I was gonna say I feel like Shane McGowan at the minute, but I was out last night again. I feel like fucking woke up a day going, Jesus Christ, I feel like Shane McGowan, only he's got nicer fucking teeth.
You're fucking more teeth.
I'm actually waiting on fucking teeth. I'm getting fucking the implants.
Are you actually?
Hi.
Oh, fuck's sake, no. No, mate. I'm sorry. I am fucking sorry, mate. I'm gonna sound like a dickhead here, and my teeth are fucking, they're yellow as fuck. Georgia always like, yeah, your teeth are yellow, Dad. Like, I don't know why, she's from the Shankle for some reason. But I hate these fucking people. You look or mate, and like, where the fuck are they getting their teeth from? They're fucking smiling, mate, and what the fuck?
Oh, these are fucking proper jobs. These aren't fucking shit you go to Turkey for.
Like, what the fuck are they? You see these fucking gimps? These fucking pathetic messes with their fucking, you know, half-time fucking boyfriends, and they rock up and they've got like a shitty tan. It looks like someone smeared a Nutella sandwich over their fucking bake, and they've got these fucking teeth hanging out. It's fucking pathetic. I swear, they're like pure white, and they're like looking there, and they're like buck teeth. Like, look at my teeth. Fuck off, you fucking prick. Go back to your fucking, your B-Tech, you fucking scumbag. Fucking wankers. What the fuck? Like, what the fuck are they veneers? They go to Turkey for them?
They're like, remember the vampire ones you got years ago and they used to glow in the dark at Halloween?
Fuck, you wouldn't want them to glow in the fucking dark. They already drag attention to the bastards. Fucking pricks. I swear, though, and I just images of these people in my head, their fucking Facebook photo. There's a fucking, you know, the black and white filter and they're fucking the angle and all, and they're standing there in their fucking shitty gym gear. They don't even have a fucking gym membership, and they're standing there with their fucking cunty teeth. Fuck off. But you've anyway, that's my opinion.
You've taken that well there.
But you know what I mean, though? It's fucking, like, fuck's sake. Next fucking thing, you're going to be standing with a fucking, I'm going to say a piercing, but you fucking got a piercing this week.
That did. The midlife crisis is really fucking kicking in.
Does it hurt, actually? Does it actually hurt getting your dick pierced?
I didn't actually get it done, mate. I get the gooch done.
Oh, did you? Aye. The gooch is bigger, right enough. More prominent.
I tell you what. It took him a brave wild fuck and wiping it clean.
Oh, fuck me. Where did you actually get pierced? Your ear?
Well, I just got a fucking reopened and got my wee studs in. I remember I got the fucking nose done, but I was a fucking pain in the arse. So it was. And like, I didn't realise the fucking pain beforehand. And they're jumped in a fucking chair.
Kept fucking picking the thing, did you?
I kept fucking twirling it about and all playing it. And it kept getting affected. Too much hassle.
Oh, God. Like, I've had my ear pierced a few times, mate. I used to work in the pharmacy, and when the new girls started, you'd have to train them up to pierce the ear, and I'd always fucking be the dick that had to volunteer. Like, yeah, honestly, like, it's like a fucking butcher's chopping board, my left earlobe. It's horrible. It's about fucking 15 fucking holes in it. You're thinking of a joke to say with that, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
But my ears were that fucking fat, mate. The first time I got it pierced in the Gold Coast over here, well, some woman pierced it at a house party over here, and my ears were that fat. I woke up and Ryan, that I was in Australia with, was like, mate, did you take your ear piercing out? And I was like, no. And my ear had actually tried to swallow it. It swallowed it, mate. And overnight, the skin had started to grow over it. So I had this fucking stud inside my ear. And me and him were sitting there with a fucking fork in the fucking hostel trying to pry this thing out.
Yeah.
I could have wiped the fucking curry off the fork first. It's like sitting there. You know, you share the bloody hostel rooms. And there was like two German guys and an American girl and some doll from Larne who's a pain in the fucking arse. She's like, I'll get it out for you. You fucking get out yourself, you fucking hear. She's like, look at the state of your ear. Look at the fucking state of you from fucking Larne.
I was going to slag your ears again, but they got a wee bit of a rinse in the last one, didn't they?
Aye, fucking hell. Fucking gobstopper.
Let's see, the one they used to fucking pierce it, a harpoon. six people on the fucking beach holding your ear down flat. Bang.
Aye, cheers. You were going to fucking say something, you just fucking did say something.
No. So we're going to, what are we doing? Being pissed around the pool.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to, because that was a real highlight of our fucking days, wasn't it, really?
Well, it's probably like 70% of our lives, to be honest. And like, you know, everyone, we're obviously trying not to repeat ourselves with a lot of stuff, but there's so many stories that could be in a lot of the episodes. But with the pissed one, you know, a lot of people relate to it. On the Pole is different to the dating one, because these ones are a little bit more brutal in the fact that most of our life, you know, I was 21 when I moved over here. And at least from 15 to 21, me and you, I say me and you were pathetic, we still fucking are. But yeah, we just didn't have a clue with women. Like, you know, a lot of the guys you ran around with would have had girlfriends or whatever. Me and you were just fucking pathetic. And as I got older, I started to get a little bit more confidence, but then you started to get knocked back a lot because you sort of got put in that fucking category of, oh, he's the funny one. He's the funny one. Like, for fuck's sake, I don't want to be funny. I want to be your man.
I don't want to be funny. I want to snog your arsehole. This happened last night.
I was about to ask you to tell this story. This is brilliant.
Well, we're obviously out for the fucking football last night at the bar or whatever. And we had a pint and all. And there was ones in. We were out the fucking tent, but there was ones in the fucking in the restaurant getting something. We laughing at.
Because you told me this earlier. Oh fuck me. Oh wait, I'll be silent. This is actually incredible. Oh, this is incredible. And I can just picture saying it to you.
Anyway, these girls come out of the restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Come out of the restaurant, walk past, and he turned to me and he just goes, fuck, I'd lick her arsehole, right?
Fucking 32-year-old man. Lick her arsehole.
And I started laughing, but like the weird thing, he didn't laugh after he said it. Anyway,
yes.
As I was laughing, the wee girl obviously fucking heard him and just came up into his face and goes, oh, would you? Aye.
What the fuck? What did he say?
His face fucking dropped. Yeah, he didn't want to.
What the? I no, I'm joking.
That's the modern world. You can't say things you get anymore. The people.
they say romance is dead. Fucking yeah. Hell. I'd snog her. I'd lick her arsehole like a cream egg. Remember that one?
same person. Same fucking person.
Yeah, fucking hell. Yeah, the thing about arseholes. The thing is, well, the person we're talking about, fuck, I miss him. I miss him so much. We have some fucking memories. And like this one, being pished, we have a lot of stories about this guy being pished. Oh, fucking hell, I don't even know if I can say half of them, but there'll be in a few more. We do a few, but oh Jesus. Anyway, we went off topic there. I can't even remember what we were saying.
We're talking about going out on the fucking pool. Like it was a thing. It was a thing you look forward to, but like fucking 99% of the time, you fucking got nowhere.
I mean, I fucking half the time we didn't even get into the pub.
No.
Not tonight, that's the fucking wonky eye. Take you and your wonky eye mate with you. Who said that, you cunt? It's funny because I remember clearly, you know, walking down with this false sense of hope. tonight could be it, Adam. This could be it. This could be it. We could meet our future wife. We walk in, we're fucking, you know, I smelt a dupe, you smelt a David Beckham classic, or no fucking brute. Can you smell the brute? No, I can feel him.
And I love brute too. I fucking love brute.
But you'd strut in and you'd see the usual suspects, mate. You know, you'd see all the wee ones in the fucking tables in the corner, and you'd see the not-so-wee ones hiding in the dark corner, which, you know, we'll probably get to that later. But you'd go in, and my hope would just fucking start to escalate the drunker I got. And it was just, honestly, like, any wonder I have fucking mental health problems, mate, the amount of times I got fucking pied when I was younger.
It's fucking awful, isn't it?
Like,
it's awful, isn't it?
There's no worse thing in this world than a girl actually laughing at you. I don't even like actually laughing.
When you haven't said anything funny.
you haven't said anything. I remember I just fucking walked up one day and Madden's walked up to this group of girls. I think, all right. I think my cousin was like, mate, you can do this. You know, you're funny and you're a good catch, man. Like, you're looking really good. You know, you've got your two-for-one jeans out of Geno's, your fucking DV8 jacket are big and tall. It looks class. Amazing. Go. You've got this. You're the king. Walk over. All you hear is like, fuck, shake. Look at this coming. Look at this coming.
You hear them going, fuck, look what you're fucking getting.
Look at this. Bexy, not him. And then you just keep walking and walk into the fucking girl's bathroom or something. Oh, fuck.
No. You go, right, fucking, I'm going to go for it here. And you just walk up. And you, as soon as you get to the table, they actually turn and go, nah, it's not happening.
Oh, and you get a bit of drink on you. Like, the dance floor is one too. You know, when you're on the dance floor and you're sort of like, people are dancing, like, oh, I fucking do this, you know, and grinding behind someone. Fucking. And the thing is, mate, everyone here who grew up in the same era as us has either grinded on someone or been grinded on a fucking dance floor.
Yeah.
They fucking have. And, like, you think how fucking creepy that is. Because for me, obviously, you're like, oh, well, I don't know if they like me or not. I'll just try and see. And the next thing, their arse is in front of you. And, you know, they're sort of grinding. And then you start to panic. Like, I start to overthink. I say, what if she doesn't know it's me? What if, like, it's dark and she thinks it's someone nice looking? And then she looks at me.
For a fucking dress.
Who? All right.
She turns around and screams.
Mate, you're laughing. You're laughing, right? I was about 14, and me and one of our mates went to Ibiza, and he was obviously older. He was maybe 3 or 4 years older than us. This big nightclub in Ibiza, mate, and he was obviously older, so he was like hanging out with different girls, and you know, fucking. He was a bit like, let's be honest. He's a bit of a mess these days, but he's a bit of a better looking guy. You know, back in the day, he was a handsome fucker, so he was like all around these ladies. But I had more.
He's really let himself go nowadays.
Fuck.
I think he's just give up now.
He was a good looking guy, right? And the thing was, I had the because
and we'd we'd fall out on holiday because of this, because he'd obviously be trying really hard and getting the attention of all these like ethics girls and German girls, and I'm there trying to fucking get a laugh. You know what we're like, we love making people laugh. So like I'm in the corner of the bar fucking juggling, you know, fucking like catching ice cubes in my mouth, like, yeah. He's like, would you fuck off? You're fucking stealing the thunder. But this is how pathetic I was, right? I remember phone party, one of the nightclubs, and there's these podiums, and I near broke my leg because the foam was around the fucking like podium thing, and I walked into it. But there was a girl on top of it. Just imagine, or I doubt she's fucking listening to this, because I'd say she's like a 40-year-old English girl, which is probably still scarred, right? I've climbed up on top of this podium, steaming, I'm about 15, and I thought she like looked at me. Or like, you know, smiled. She was probably awkwardly smiling, trying to get her pepper spray out of her bag. But I went behind her and started dancing with her. And she's sort of there and she's sort of like grinding a wee bit. But then I'm like, happy days. Like, this is it. This is it. I'm finally going to fucking face some woman. So I look over. Mates are like sort of laughing, going, look at fucking big Jamie go. She turns around, mate, and she sort of jumps a bit, and she like pushes me, and I fall off the podium into the fucking foam. And the thing was, I got up and ran because I actually went and got up one of the bouncers. I fucking ran, and that scarred me. That scarred me. Well, I was gonna say for life, probably not life, but I'm still thinking about it, so it's obviously affected me. But these lads who. No personality, they just have fucking confidence and style, and they get all the women at that age, and me and you, like well, me anyway,
the fucking hack of him.
Yes. Hello, what do you want? Oh, gonna buy you ladies a drink? Yeah. And then fuck off.
I remember bad, I got drinks fucking all night one night, next year a fucking fella came.
Fucking wankers.
End up having to fucking buy him pints as well. So the three of us go back to yours then, eh? No.
But
fuck, actually I got paid for their taxi home. Get them a fucking curry mix and all. Here, enjoy yourselves.
Fucking curry mix, mate. Fucking good old curry mix at the end of the night. And aye, like anyway, you'd go in and there'd be all the birds sort of hanging around. And we didn't, like, did you have a game plan? Did you have a game plan with pulling, or was it just sort of fucking hopes? Like, aye, we'll see what happens.
I was just hopes. And I was usually end up with a fucking munter. And that's what they said as well. I always end up with a fucking munter. I was always looking for people with low self esteem. she looks vulnerable. Here we go, let's pounce.
Oh, I mind. I pulled some girl, and I was working on the Sunday, so I went out on the Saturday night, and on the Sunday, like I was fucking, it was like a romantic comedy. Like I woke up like with birds flying around the fucking room and all. I was so happy. I was like, yeah, chirping away. Walked to work with a spring in my step because I faced this girl. Like I actually bought her a curry mix. So I could still taste the curry for fuck's sake. But I kissed this girl, was about maybe 17. And I was so like, oh, happy days. You know, it was romantic and all. It was like pissing down rain outside a phone box with a curry mix. romantic as fuck. And the next day, you know, I'm sitting having lunch in the tea room, in the break room. And someone's like, oh,
what'd you get up to last night? And I'm like, you know, busting to try and say, I was like, oh, fucking, I actually met this girl last night and all. And they were like, oh, what's her name? And like, you're a big table in the break room. And there's maybe about fucking 20 people in the break room. Everyone's listening to me tell a story. And I say the girl's name. And like, one of the guys up the end is like, it's like, oh, fuck me, mate. Is that not that fucking weird looking girl? I was like, what? I mean, she's sort of like a weird fucking head on her. I'm like, my heart fucking breaks. Everyone starts laughing and they think I fucking kissed some fucking weirdo. It's like, that was my future wife. It's like, she not only got one leg. No. The funny thing is, mate, like, still, she's still around too. They're all fucking still around.
Yeah, hello. Fucking name them.
Fucking naming them. Well, I mean, people will fucking know who half of them are because I've only kissed like 3 people in my life.
here's one on fucking. It's not even a rejection as such. I wouldn't say it's a rejection on a night out, but I remember I was in a nightclub and it was in London, right? I was with a mate and my cousin was there, right? So you picture this, in a nightclub in London. Can't remember what fucking year it was. It doesn't really fucking matter. Anyway, just picture this. The 3 of us were standing at one end of like the dance floor and I spot this lovely looking girl across the fucking way, right? And she looked over and I looked over at her. And we sort of went back and forth, nice wee glances and all. And then me being me going, fuck me, it's love at first sight here. Here we go. Next thing I know, I was getting a few smiles. Yeah, I'm smiling back and nodding and all. And then the most amazing thing happened, mate. She blew me a kiss, right? So I act a fucking big lad, you pretend to catch it and all. Right? But next thing, she waved me over. And the damn boys goes, oh, we're fucking in here. Here we go. So I thought, right, she done to be blowing me a kissing. I'll go one further. And then I let on to be like a fucking cowboy, right? So I start swinging this fucking imaginary rope round to try and lasso her, right? So I throw it in her direction and obviously pretend I've got her like fucking hooked on it. So I start to pull myself round this fucking dance floor. Pulling myself towards her with this imaginary fucking rope. And by this stage, people were looking at me going, that's a weird fucking dance. And then I sort of see what's happening. Oh, this is quite romantic, this actually. We've never seen this before. So I'm getting closer and closer, still smiling. I fucking smiled over her going, oh, fuck, here we go. And I must have got about within fucking 2-3 feet of her. I think actually already had my tongue out, ready to fucking throw it down her throat. But like this guy, just like, as I got so close, this guy just walked fucking right sort of past me and just fucking give her a hug. She was obviously waving at some fucking prick behind me, right? So what do I do? I'm like, I can't stop now. I'm already fucking whipping around the fucking rope. So I go around the whole fucking dance floor. I kind of nod at her and him as if to say, hey, how you doing? Just fucking go right back and pull myself right back to my fucking mates. That didn't work too well there, Adam, did it? Fuck, I've been mortified. I haven't done it since.
Oh, good.
Haven't done it since. I thought, fuck me, this is a cracker. This is a cracking move this year. People, I mean, fucking hundreds of people looking at me. Wanker.
It's funny the thing you say to me. I mean, I went out to a nightclub with my sister fucking years ago. This was before I moved over here. And we were in the smoking area. And I was smoking at the time. And she was smoking at the time. And I was like, she was like, what the fuck are you looking? Because I was looking, you know, when you look around, you people watch. And like, we can be fucking, you know, fucking creepy because you're just looking around at the birds as if you have a fucking choice, like as if they fucking care. I'm looking around and she's like, what the fuck are you looking at? I was like, nothing, shush, be quiet. And then I walk over to a group of girls and I said to her, I was like, oh, you see, watch and learn, which is a weird thing to say anyway to your sister. But I walk over and I'm like, I remember as clear as day, I walk over and I had a cigarette in my hand. And I was like, excuse me, I have a lighter. And one of them, one of them says, who the fuck comes to the smoking area with no lighter? And then my sister is like sitting at the thing and she gets up and she's like, Jimmy, I fucking give it back to you. It's in your pocket. And I'm like, no. Like, I don't. My sister reaches into my coat pocket and hands it to me. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, I've got fucking pied by fucking the girl and my sister. So you're sitting there. Where do you go from there? So I'm like, for fuck's sake, it's bright red. I just go and sit back down.
Serious, I was in there.
Fuck off.
I was in there. Hello, fuck's sake.
You ruined it. But then there was nothing better when you did pull through, stinking or not. You didn't care. There was always that, you were outside. Obviously, we still lived at home, so you didn't really bring anybody back to the house. So you were like up a fucking alleyway somewhere. And like that. You know, you're having a fucking good night when the alleyway's silent and all you can hear is fucking.
It's usually me tucking in the fucking pizza.
he does Subway.
Oh fuck. And then now we've talked about obviously on the pole and stuff like that, but like the pished element, I was thinking the other day, like there'd be heaps, but when on the top of your head, when do you think is the drunkest you've ever been?
I did get myself in a wild state in Moe's one night. And it was like a fucking work thing too. When I was down at Junction 1, and like all like the shops and all over there, so it was like a big fucking do. And I remember being absolutely fucking wankered. I remember like doing snow angels in the ground. That was the middle of summer. But like, instead of doing the angels in snow, I was doing them in my own fucking bulk and shit. A big fucking vomit angel out the front.
Oh dear.
In a wild fucking state. I remember like we went to fucking Belfast somewhere and I got myself in the wild state on fucking absinthe.
Oh, yes. Was that at the parlor?
I last fucking sick all around here. The taxi driver's fucking window and all. Fuck, he's human.
Fucking brilliant. I mean,
Is your mate going to be sick? No, he's all right. Sorry about that there. Sorry about that. Get out! Get out! Fuck's sake, for a sick.
I mean, like, I was thinking about this sort of day. One of the drunkest, I think it has to be the drunkest I've ever been, right?
Thanks.
No. My 21st, or my birthday in general, is the day after Boxing Day. So it's the 27th. So for a few years in a row, it was a tradition that on Boxing Day, we would go up to Belfast. Now, there was usually a large crowd of people.
Is this where you're going to make me feel bad? Was this that year?
I don't know. I don't know even know what you're referring to, but we'll get to that if there's something that you haven't fucking there. But fuckers, people
Seems like I'm fucking making it up,
but this was like, it was a fucking mad day anyway, right? So, were you there? Even there? Did you not go?
No, I remember having food poisoning 1 year.
Ah, mate. Yeah, maybe. Because there was 1 year, but I can't mind if it was this one. You'll figure it out after anyway.
It was that day we went up shopping for a new fucking outfit before we went out. I remember I had food poison and I was in the change room, sure, in the fucking, I can't remember what it was, a River End or something. I was trying on a pair of jeans and a fucking shot right in them.
I remember that, because we walked down to the train station. It was me, you, and a certain friend of ours.
Yeah.
No,
and I farted in shop. What was that shop? Right into these jeans.
There was a shop at the side. He went in, and
he bought a jacket for $200.
Ah, wanker.
Him were doing fucking snow angels in the grass, and it was not even fucking snowing. And I bit one of his buttons off the leather jacket and carved my initials into it with a house key. And the next day we woke up and we bought it was two Subways, right, for the price of one. And we went into the taxi and fucking started flinging them around in the bag, and there was lettuce and jalapenos everywhere. We woke up, mate, right, and his jacket was fucking ruined. Ruined. Buttons missing. My initials scored in the back of it. And he spent £200 on it. And I swear to fuck, mate, he goes to me, mate, can you drop me up to Belfast? I return this. Fucking return it. What are you going to say? What are you going to say? He's like, just tell him it doesn't fit me. It's the wrong size. But this year, my 21st, so we go up to Belfast, the football's on, it's great, there's all different people working at different times, so they come up at different times. I remember going to the pub, like doing the pub crawl bit, and we went up maybe about 11 a.m, and I remember the first bar just getting straight into it, and I don't remember much after like say 4 o'clock or whatever. So all I remember, right, is getting split up with people. And I was like, where the fuck is everyone? So I was in the M Club. And I was in the M Club with a crowd of people who, you know, great crowd, but the people I wanted to be there weren't there. So you weren't there. A few other mates weren't there. So I was like, where the fuck are they? And someone said, oh, they're in the limelight. So I'm like, all right, happy day. So I remember walking back from the M Club to the limelight. And I've walked up to the fucking bar and all are up to the door, and there's three bouncers, and they see me coming from the distance, and all I hear them go is, ah, fucking here he is now, the fucking birthday boy. And I'm sitting to myself going, fuck me, they're really nice around here. They kind of fucking know it's my birthday. They're really welcoming. And then I look around, and it's like a scene from fucking Memento or something. I start to piece everything together. There's the cigarette machine out the front that's been like broken, like smashed, and there's like a glass lying and stuff like that. And I'm like, what the fuck's happened here? Then I remember I'd already tried to get into the limelight, and the reason we were split up is because I was too drunk to get in. So one of the guys told me to get to the back of the line, and I was like, no. And then he pushed me back, and I actually fucking tried to sort of like push him back, but I tripped and fell into the fucking cigarette machine and fucking fell through the thing. Right? So they've chucked me out again. I've actually started running back up to the M Club. As I'm running back up to the M Club, a mate of ours was like, oh, I'll go and walk back up with you. I thought it was one of the bouncers chasing me, so I've ran, right? And this year, I think it was snowing. There was ice and shit on the road. I've ran into the fucking road. A taxi has fucking hit me, knocked me over. My phones went flying, my fucking wallet, everything. And the taxi man's came out, and he's like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Like, oh, shit, I'm sorry, whatever. And our mate is like, okay, we'll not say anything if you drop us both back to Antrim now. This is about 9 o'clock. So he drops me home, right? I was raging the next morning because there was like fucking 40 people out and I was home by 9 o'clock. My phone was broke. My fucking new jeans were scraped. Like, my leg was fucking cut open and I was more annoyed that I missed the night. So I woke up, my phone was fucked. My ma came in, I was like, Mum, can I borrow your phone? I put my SIM card in. There was about 75 missed calls and 44 messages, and my cousin sent 7 of those messages, and it was like, are you okay? Are you dead? Are you alive? And he actually came around to my house the next morning, hoping I was alive. But that is the fucking, I think that's the drunkest I've ever been, because it was literally just, you know when you know what's going on, but you just can't fucking, you can't sober up, and it's just a blur. And
yeah,
fuck me, I tell people I got hit by a taxi, mate. The 21st. And then no one else, like, we fucking bribe the taxi driver, fucking drop us back to Antrim.
No, I remember that fucking very well, because we did go up to fucking Belfast. I actually forgot about that story. I'm surprised. But we were in, I will get some new fucking gear and all, but we were out the night before, was it? No. I'd get a fucking kebab or something somewhere. I had a kebab or whatever.
Yes, I remember this, because you went to Tully Glass the night before.
I was boxing night, because we used to go up on the 27th, man, to Belfast, or whatever sort of day it fell on. But and I remember going up, and we were like, oh, we'll get some new fucking bits and pieces and all these clobber, we'll go out tonight, whatever. And I remember being in the fucking change room, tread on these jeans, and your stomach starts to fucking bubble. And you go, whoa, fuck. And I just sort of went, I just fucking, like, I just shat into these fucking new jeans. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. And I remember, like, sort of trying to get your attention round the fucking change room. I was like, Jimmy, hey, what is it? Do you do size or anything? I was, Jimmy, I've just fucking shit in these fucking jeans. I mean, me and you were fucking, I had to bring you in. And there was a wee girl, remember, she was at fucking, you had to lift something to bring to me, but I had to bring you in. We were laughing our bollocks off. Because I was like, I mean, the middle of the back, state of the back of them fucking jeans, mate, were horrible. But like, I was like, I don't want to buy these now. Do you mean? Because you remember fucking.
Oh, fucking hell, I forgot about this.
Do you remember hanging them up, right? And we're just, like, the button, like, we couldn't get the fucking button because that wasn't a fucking panic. And we just, like, fucking threw them up and walked out of there. And it was just as I sort of just looked back, there was just bits of fucking shite dripping down the fucking leg of it.
Could you imagine finding those fucking jeans?
We should have fucking hung around to see that, though. We should have hung around for that.
All right, Chantel, I know it's your first wee day here as well, but what we do is we go around, anything in the wrong spot, we hang them up, put them in the fitting rooms. At the end of the day, we'll just put them back where they're supposed to go, okay? No worries. The rain, yeah, Chantel, darling, is there supposed to be shite in these ones? Sorry, what? Is there supposed to be shite in these ones? What the fuck are you on about? Fucking kebab dripping down the leg.
Fucking yellow too, will it?
But mate, what was that? What was the name of that place, right? It was in Belfast. It was across from where it used to be Virgin or HMV on the corner. It was up a wee bit on the right hand side. It was sort of like an Urban Outfitters, but it was called something. And there was an upstairs to it, and it was overpriced fucking shite.
Fuck me.
There'll be some cunt that knows it. Because I've been thinking, because we've told stories before, me and you, and I never remember the name. Because our mate, the fucking jacket, he'd go up and spend his whole fucking pay on, like, a fucking scarf that was made out of fucking wool.
It was knitted by fucking nuns.
And he'd always try and use me as like his model. He'd be like, "Oh, try this on and do this." And then we went up to the Limelight one night, and he tried to straighten my hair and burnt the fucking forehead off me.
It looked like one of those fucking, it looked like one of those mannequins, right? You know, for like a hippie store, but someone had like inflated the mannequin, so all the clothes were too tight. So I was wearing these fucking like Vans that were like too tight for me, the jeans that were busting at the fucking seams, and the shirt with a shitty fucking Dragon Ball Z hairdo with burns on my fucking head.
Ah, you look good, mate. You look really good.
Do you, aye?
Do you remember the time he was like trying some fucking, I don't know what he tried to do. I think it was fucking.
Yes. Yes. This is perfect. Trying, like, this is perfect had, like, for on the pole.
He had, like fucking, I think it was Frank Ribery. Like, I mean, he wasn't the most attractive fucking footballer to get your tips off, but he had like, it wasn't even like a fucking, he just had a bit of fucking hair all stuck on the bottom of his chin. But he tried this out and he came around. We were going, aye, mate, that looks fucking beezer, aye. That really suits you. And I mean, I was waiting until we got into fucking Belfast, into the fucking club over. We just turned him on the best. That looks fucking ridiculous. That looks fucking ridiculous. Did he not? He fucked off the fucking boots or whatever the fuck was open to get a razor in. Your man selling the fucking aftershaves. Do you want a fucking splash? He goes, damn, I'm going to have a fucking shave. He shaved it off.
But what do you remember? We were in Urban Outfitters, and me and you were looking at the shirts.
Jimmy, have you just come into the fucking toilet? Are you having a shite?
No, I'm fucking hungry, mate. I'm looking for some food.
It sounds as if you've been to the fucking bathroom there for a shite.
No, I'm in the fridge here, and the fucking cat's meowing at me. Was that real?
I don't know. You tell me. Oh fuck! Hey, Jimmy, we'll wrap this thing up.
You there?
Yep.
Do you remember sitting in Urban Outfitters, me and you looking at the shirts, and we're sort of all walking towards the same direction, and he stops, and we're sort of looking around going, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And he's like, shush, shush, shush. He's looking up the stairs to the next level, through the railing, and there's a girl there. Did she work there?
If she did, it was probably her last day.
Because we were like, we look at him and then looking up at her and we're like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm flirting. Like, what? I'm flirting. Anyway, I fucking wish I was making this shit up. I'm flirting. What the fuck?
I missed it. He's just staring through the fucking gaps in the wooden stairs. What are you at? You're fucking creeping that girl out.
Oh, fucking hell.
Fuck me. Right, we'll wrap this up, Jimmy. I need to get in my bed.
All right, mate. Sounds like a plan. Well, I'll sing us a wee song.
Yes.
This one I'm gonna do. Because whenever I came back from a night out, we would be sitting there all fucking pumped up, and then we'd get home and we'd be lying there fucking crying in their pizzas.
Uh-huh.
Going, I'm gonna be alone for the rest of my life. So this song was usually the soundtrack to our life. All right, you ready?
Here we go. Let's go. Fucking dirty bastard.
All right, stop the
clear. Jimmy.
All right. When I was young, I never needed anyone. Making love was just for fun. Those days are gone. We've been alone. I think of all the friends I've known. When I dial the telephone, nobody's home.
Ready?
Yep. All by myself. Don't wanna be all by myself anymore. All by myself. Don't wanna be all by myself anymore. Hard to be sure. Sometimes I feel so insecure. And love so distant and obscure remains the cure. All by myself. Don't wanna be all by myself.
Sing. That was fantastic. I've actually started to cry a bit because that's hit home, that one. Good night.
I'll see you there.
Bye-bye.
Bye.